Well, it is one. What time? Where's my clock? Oh, right. I don't actually have to look at a clock because I already know it's 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, whether I like it or not. Who am I? Well, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I'm sitting here on the floor in front of my television set with my cat on my lap, and she's trying to make my ankles bleed. Are you purring? I wish my cat purred louder because you can't really hear her purr. Let's hold the microphone up to the cat and see what noises she makes. Yeah, when she purrs, it's sort of a grunty. That's the kitty sound. Yeah, that's the kitty sound you make. Yeah, look at you. Yeah, go back to doing your thing. You're a kitty. Oh, yeah. So here's my cat just sitting here doing kitties. Oh, now my cat's getting up and deciding to walk away. Okay. See you later. That's good, baby. Oh, all right. So I can sit back up on my futon, see if this tea is too hot to drink. Oh, yeah, it's kind of hot. Yeah, it's kind of hot, but maybe I should check again. Ah, yeah, it's pretty hot. Okay, yeah. We're going to need to wait on the tea for a little bit. Okay, got my act together here. Whew. Funny thing is not only is it 19:30 UTC, it's also 19:30 local time. I had a long and exciting, sort of exciting day. Had a lot of fun. I went out and about with my parents and my aunt. We went down to the museum today, the art museum, the Joslin Art Museum, located in sunny, smog-free downtown Omaha, amongst all the skyscrapers. And, oh, when was the last time I went to the museum? That's been within a year. But I was glad to get down there to see what was up. I went around and I saw all my favorite paintings and all my other favorite arts, because I like different kinds of arts, and they have many different kinds of arts at the museum. They got paintings, and they got statues, and they got this kid room where they have all these fun kid things where kids can make art. And what else did I do at the museum? Oh, there was a cute docent. Yeah, and that cute docent was following me around. And that means one of two things. Either she was warm for my form, which, you know, could you blame her? Or she was suspicious of me because, let's face it, I do look like a world-class art thief. Yeah, it's true. I do model myself after all the great art thieves, the gentleman art thieves in the world. You know, we've got the Phantom, and of course Arsène Lupin in any of his incarnations, plus Raffles. Who doesn't love Raffles? I love Raffles. And Lupin! Hey, that reminds me. Today's Saturday. Lupin the Third is on tonight. I think that comes on at 12:30 local time. Let's double check that just to make sure. Go up to the cartoon channel. Scroll forward to 12:30. Yes, there it is. Lupin the Third. I'm excited. But wait, is that when my highlights are on? When are my highlights are on? Am I going to miss Lupin for my highlights? Let's check all the highlights channels. Oh no, I got lucky. There's NASCAR stuff when there should be football highlights. Okay, so I don't mind missing NASCAR highlights. Yeah, cool. So I'll be watching Lupin. And we got to check what else is on TV right now. It's Saturday, so what's on Svengoolie? We got to make sure it's not a Godzilla movie or anything. Nope, we're in the clear there. And let's see, what episode of Doctor Who is on tonight? Let's see, 10:30 on KDIN. The Doctor and Leela have strange adventures while seeking a mass murderer in London with Tom Baker. Rated TVPG, genre sci-fi fantasy, first aired February 26th, 1977. So, yeah, I'll probably be watching that. Oh, and look at this. This is new. Guess what's on after Doctor Who? Another Doctor Who up until 2 a.m. Sweet. The Doctor's search leads him into a battle with warped criminal Magnus Greel. Oh, that's kind of a good one. Maybe I'll sort of halfway pay attention to those tonight if I don't have anything else to watch. Let's see, was there any football on right now? American football. Don't want to watch that. Lots of college football on today. And up here on this football channel is more NASCAR. Apparently there's NASCAR race on tonight. Maybe I'll watch a little of that. I'll have it on while I'm doing other stuff if there's nothing else on. And we got to check the other. Oh, Bundesliga is on right now. Let's watch that. Oh, they tell me it's Bundesliga, but then when you actually go to the channel, it's just UFC fighting. Boo. That's not Bundesliga. Oh, I'd rather watch Bundesliga for fights anyway. So what's my cat doing? My cat is... Are you standing in the fireplace? Are you going to walk in there? You gonna do firewalks with kitties? You know, the fireplace isn't actually on. I have a gas fireplace. And she's checking it out. Because there must be some weird sounds over there. Because she's vaguely interested. And now she's walking away. Just randomly smelling other things that are laying around on the floor. Good job, Pippa. So not only did I go to the art museum today. Geez, maybe I'll go back next Saturday and pick up that docent. She was kind of cute, and I liked her red hair. Not natural red hair. You know, red like a stop sign, or maybe slightly darker. Sort of brick red hair. And what else was I going to look for on TV? I don't remember. It doesn't matter. I'm not really watching it anyway. Doesn't look like there's any other football on, just lots of football. Oh, Breeders' Cup, but, you know, I don't have a horse in that race, both literally and figuratively. So we're just scanning through, Geez, last Saturday on one of those education, or one of those PBS channels, there was a Bob Ross painting festival. They were just playing back-to-back Bob Ross shows. All night. And I watched a couple of them. Because nobody cracks me up like the late, great Bob Ross. He's the painting fool. He makes it look easy. That's why Bob Ross is so awesome. And after I went to the museum, I went to one of my favorite places to eat. We all went to Dinker's. This funny bar that's kind of downtown. And it's this crazy little shotgun shack. And they are known for having unbelievably good hamburgers. Often considered to be the best burger in town. And generally speaking, I think I have to agree. I'm a hamburger aficionado, and I know a good hamburger when I eat it, and these are so good. Yummy, yum, yum. And somewhere in the archive, good luck finding it, there are a couple of episodes where I've actually done the show from Dinker's. the last time my brother was in town, I think we did the show from from Dinker's Barn Grill. And it was jam-packed full of people watching the Nebraska football game. And that was fun. And it was loud. And, yeah. I had fun, but only because I was doing other dirty stuff at the same time. So, that's always good. Have I gone through all the channels on the TV? Are we sure there's no football on? What's on 55? Oh, The Big Sleep with Humphrey Bogart. What's on later tonight? After midnight. What's weird? Oh, my God. Deadly Friend is on. That's a bizarre movie. I might have to watch that. When does that start? 1 a.m. And it goes till 1:45. But it's actually, you know, 2 minutes and four, two, who cares? What I'm trying to say is I should be paying more attention to what time it is. Do, 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 do. All right. So anyway, what else did I do today? It seems like I was doing other stuff. Oh, yeah. Then after we went to the bar, we then had to take my aunt to the airport. So I got to go to the airport and I saw some airplanes. Woohoo! Just like you might expect when you go to an airport. Anywho. What am I doing? I don't know. I need to drink some tea and go to the bathroom. So let's take a break. We're going to listen to some music. And I don't know what we're going to listen to. Probably some kind of mashup. So here, listen to this.
Big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. Sing it.
Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will.
Here's your ham, boys.
Yes!
So, you like it?
I don't just like it, I love it. I love ham so much that from this day forward, I'm going to dedicate my life to the enjoyment of ham.
Joink!
Terry and Cahill, less defending, more flinching. I take no pleasure in this.
The accelerated aging of John Terry examples recall to I would have saved that.
Welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is still Tobe. It rarely changes. And I'm sitting here just thinking about my trip to the airport today. And while I was wandering through the airport... Why is that funny to me? You don't want to know. As I was wandering through the airport, I was thinking of a little project that I've had on the back burner of my brain for quite some time now, and it's another little device that I feel like I need to build. And you know how much I like to build little antisocial devices. Well, this device isn't so much antisocial as just weird. But let's start with a little backstory here first. I'll tell you what you need to know before we go into what this device is all about. What you may or may not know is that there are small airports around the country, little tiny ones that are usually unmanned. Unmanned airports, or maybe they have a crew of like three or four people that work there. These are small craft airports for, you know, like crop dusters and stuff like that. And even if these airports are manned, they usually don't have people there 24 hours. You know, they got people there during the day, during business hours and maybe at night for a while. But generally speaking, these types of airports, you know, they don't get a lot of traffic. They're for small private planes and stuff like that. Well, at these types of airports, being as, you know, there isn't a tower, or if there is, it's, you know, not exactly a tower so much as a guy just looking up into the air. Okay, right? Well, at these small airports, they have to have lights on the runways. Even if the airport is, you know, technically closed at night, you know, if there's emergencies in the air, somebody needs to land on your tiny little airstrip, you got to have these lights on your runway. However, these lights are not necessarily always on, you know, to save money, save electricity. You got to save the juice. Well, so it turns out you can turn on these lights for the runways remotely. So if you're flying around at night and you want to land, but you can't see the runway because it is dark, then you can turn the runway lights on remotely from your airplane. How do you do that? Is there a radio control light switch? No. What these airports have is a radio hooked up to a magic electronic box that just acts as a switch. So what you do is, if you're in the airplane and you need to turn on the runway lights, you tune your radio to the appropriate frequency for that airport, which, you know, you can just look up because you're supposed to have that information handy. And then what you do is you just ka-chunk your radio. And when I say ka-chunk your radio, you just hit the transmit button on your mic a few times, like three times or five times. You don't have to say anything. You just need to send a burst of carrier. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. And so at the other end, in the airport, there's a little magic box that listens to the radio. And when it hears a carrier get thrown a few times, like five times in a row pretty quickly, then it turns on the lights for some amount of time, some preset amount of time, like 15 minutes or a half an hour. So, you know, you have a landing, you have a lit up runway that you can land on. Isn't that convenient? Now, if you've got any brains at all, you've probably already figured out what it is that I want to do. And that is, I want to be able to turn on these airport lights myself. Problem is, I don't have an airplane. Okay, nor do I have an airplane radio. So what I want to build is a small handheld device, put it in a little box, that is effectively a radio scanner. And what I want this thing to do is to essentially go through all of the air frequencies and just throw bursts of carrier on each one of these frequencies. So it doesn't matter. I don't need to actually know the frequency of any particular airport because I know this box will just sort of scan through all the available frequencies. Now that might sound like that's a big deal, but no, it isn't really. The aircraft band isn't exceptionally large, and it wouldn't be too difficult to create something to step through each one and throw five quick bursts of carrier on each frequency. Yeah, it might take a minute or two to scroll through all the frequencies, but that's still, you know, no problem. That's still quick. That's not an extensive period of time. And that's what I want. I've got a lot of these airports in my area. Heck, I can drive to 3 or 4 in 20 minutes. If I extend my drive time to a half an hour or 45 minutes, I can hit a couple of more. And there's one, I'm not going to say which one it is, Emily. Ask Emily which airport it is. And if you know anything about three-letter airport codes, I just gave you a hint. But there's an airport that's not too far from me. I can probably drive there in 15 minutes or less. And it's right up against the interstate. So if you're zooming out of town on the interstate, you can drive by this airport and you can see the runways, the landing strips. Actually, there's only one. It's a small airport after all. And at night, I want to be able to drive by there, push a magic button, and turn on the runway lights. That would be fun for me because I could just be driving by, do 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 do. Oh, let's turn on the lights at the airport. Ding. Wouldn't that be fun? Yes, I think it would be fun too. And I could go to all the airports around me and I could do that, and I would get a great deal of satisfaction from doing this, just because I get that kind of satisfaction from doing these things, because I know that I've built this amazing electronic device to serve a purpose that makes no sense whatsoever. And that's what I want to do. And I've been thinking about this for a long time. And I think I could do this. I got to build a radio, and it doesn't have to be a very good radio. And then you got to build the scanning bits, and you got to have some data and blah, 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 and this, that, and the other thing. And frankly, it seems to me like this could be done with a pick, or a pickaxe, or some other small microprocessor. Just, you know, interface that with a radio, put it in a box in your car, stick an antenna on your car, and you're good to go. Now, is this against the law? Is this going to be a problem? Am I going to get hassled for this? Well, turning lights on and off is not against the law. Turning airport lights on via radio frequencies is also not against the law, because that's what they made this stuff for, so people flying airplanes could turn on the lights, okay? However, it seems to me that the big question is, if you build a device like this, could somebody interpret this as interfering with airport communications? Because the frequencies that these light switches use are just the regular frequencies of the airport. And, you know, if you were to do this during the day when there was somebody trying to talk on the radio, you might interrupt them a little bit, but, you know, it would only be for like 2 seconds, you know, because how long does it take to, you know, switch a carrier on and off 5 times? You know, barely any time at all. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How long was that? You know, maybe 2 or 3 seconds. So, you know, if this went to court, if you got dragged into court about this, you know, you could say, no, I have no intention of doing anything bad. But, you know, I guess it might depend on who your lawyer is, who the prosecuting lawyer is, and who the judge might be, and whether or not the jury members have IQs over 100 or not. So would a device like this be risky to build? Yeah, maybe, but not if you used it smart, in a smart manner. You know, obviously you're not going to use it during the day because you don't need to turn the lights on during the day. And if these are small airports, which they are, and nobody's there at night, there's nobody going to be talking on those radio frequencies anyway. So it's not like you can interrupt them. It's not like anything bad is going to happen. So maybe I should start putting together a parts list. Maybe I need to start building something. Now, of course, all the smart people who listen to this show are thinking, you know, I think Tobe's BSing us. How do we know he hasn't already built this device? And maybe he's saying it's something he wants to build just so he has some kind of deniability. Well, you know me. That's one of my big mottos in life is, you know, always maintain plausible deniability. So, you know, this whole discussion on this device that I could make, but could I make it? Yeah, I could. Have I already made it? There's no way to know. Although, you know, let's just say that I haven't and I should. Jeez, what a dubious goal that would be. Maybe I need to get out the soldering iron and start soldering. Or maybe I should just tell you that you have been listening to The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress. All right, I got to get out of here and think up some more purely hypothetical situations, so I'm going to get out of here, make some tea, and maybe watch some TV. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ クーマタ。 Welcome to